From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. To go home, let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Michael Bublé with Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Heather Epps, for putting that home theme song together. And if you would like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show, please visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page and just make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your request as long as it is a home theme song. And we will also mail you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. So if you'd like to hear a home theme song, there's only so many of them out there, so we need some good ideas from you all. Visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your home theme song. We'll also mail you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which took place about a month ago at the brand new Gilliard Center. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's radio show. It's coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, and there's several locations throughout the Lowcountry, and now we're talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How you doing, Brian?
Doing well. Thanks for having me today.
Sure. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern.
Great. So we're a home improvement company, obviously. We offer a few different products, from gutters and windows and doors to siding. We also have bathroom installations. We're primarily residential. We come out, we give free estimates. Our prices are always good for a year. And whenever you're ready to decide to have us back out to get a job started for you, we can guarantee that you'll be satisfied with the work we do.
Good deal. Well, we're at your location on Rivers Avenue at 7110 Rivers Avenue, but there's several other Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern locations throughout the Lowcountry. Talk about those.
Absolutely. So the Walmart in Somerville on Main Street, please come by and check our showroom out there. We're right by the self-checkout line, so when you walk into the Walmart store on the right-hand side entrance, you'll see us right there next to the self-checkout and the nail salon. Come in. We have a couple of bathroom displays. We have a wall with our siding, our window, and our gutter on it. We have certified appointment setters, so you can come in there and talk to them about your home improvement needs or any questions you might have about your home. We'll be more than happy to answer them when you come in to see us at Walmart. Also, we are at the Northwoods Mall, which is right here on Rivers Avenue. We have a kiosk by the King Street Grill entrance. In our kiosk, we have a couple of our window displays as well as a gutter display. And we always have a certified appointment setter there as well. So if you'd like to come by the mall and talk to us, we'll talk to you about your home and answer any questions you might have.
And then, of course, here at 7110 Rivers Avenue, Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, you folks have a very nice showroom right here.
Thank you. Absolutely. So our main office is here on Rivers Avenue at 7110. Come in the front door. We've got every single product that we offer to our customers in this showroom. So you can come in and see some of our safety tubs, our spa tubs, our different walk-in showers, and, of course, our windows, our gutters, and our siding. We have an office manager that'll greet you as you walk in. I'm usually here throughout the week as well. Come in, see us, and we can get to talking about your home.
Well, let's talk about some of your products here at Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Let's start with the Ultimate Gutter Guard. Talk about what makes this type of gutter better for homeowners or better than the competition.
Absolutely. So our gutter is a patented gutter. It is a national product, and this company that owns this the machine that makes our gutter, they only allow one home improvement company in each area to offer their product. And the reason they do this is because they pick a trusted vendor to distribute their product and put their name behind it. Our Gutter Guard, which is also goes by K-Guard, is a lifetime warranty clog-free gutter system. This gutter can take up to 16 inches of rain per hour. So these downpours that we get here in Charleston, this gutter will take in all the rain coming off of your roof. Also, you'll never have to get on a ladder again. Ladder accidents are the number one cause of accidents in the home in the United States. And with our gutter, we can guarantee you'll never have to get on a ladder to look at your gutter ever again.
How does Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, how do you guarantee that people aren't going to have to clean out their gutters? What is it about the Ultimate Gutter Guard that keeps debris out?
Absolutely. So our Gutter Guard product is a two-piece system, and it is a seamless gutter. On our trucks, we have a machine that rolls out the trough of the gutter, which is your bottom part that collects all the rainwater. Next to that machine is another machine that rolls out a hood system. So our gutter system is a two-piece system. Some of our competitors, they have a one-piece system. The benefits to a two-piece system is if there ever is an issue or you want to have us out there for a yearly checkup where we can come out there, we can take the hood off of your gutter without bending or damaging any of the material, take a look on the inside, do an inspection, and make sure all your brackets are still nicely in place, there's no debris inside the gutter, and then we can put that hood right back on, and it'll be the same way the day we put it up. With some of our competitors out there, they have a one-piece system. Unfortunately, this is aluminum, so if that gutter gets clogged up, they have to bend the hood of that system up, get in the inside of the gutter and clean it out, and then try to bend it back. If you've ever been to Coke Can, you know you'll never get it back to the same form it was before.
Mm-hmm. How does the hood system work? Because that kind of it's a little bit confusing. You know, the water's coming off the roof. It hits the hood. You would think it would just go flying right onto the ground.
Absolutely. So the way our hood system is designed, it's a two-way entry. So about 75% of the water will follow the nose-forward system on the topper. That water will go into the gutter. The other 25% will come in the rear entry system of that hood, and that allows the water to create a flushing action as well on the inside of your gutter. Kind of like how a toilet might work. It'll flush everything on the inside like shingle grit that gets in there out of the gutter.
What's the science behind how the Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, how it works, how the water it adheres to that hood and goes into the gutter itself?
Yeah, so the hood is not a smooth hood system. It actually has a ridge and many ridges in the hood of the topper of the gutter. What that does is it allows the water to kind of conform to the hood, follow the nose forward system on the front side of the gutter into the trough. With the ridges, what that allows the water to do is to conform to the hood, but also any debris, any kind of leaves, pine straw, any kind of mess that could get in those gutters, it's going to actually fall off the nose forward system while the water follows the hood into the gutter.
Gotcha. So the hood, the water adheres to the hood, but the hood also keeps out all of the debris. That's how you're able to guarantee that people don't have to ever climb up on a ladder.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Okay, well, it sounds like a great product. How about the spa tubs that you were talking about and some of the bathroom remodeling that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern can help homeowners with?
So we have a handicap/safety/spa tub. Whatever you have in your bathroom now, whether it's a walk-in shower or you have an existing tub, we can remove both and place a walk-in tub. These walk-in tubs, the way things have gotten with these tubs in the last few years is really nice. There's many different jet options that we have. There's an aromatherapy option. We have some LED lights to have a nice, smooth, calming effect with the light system that they come with. Also, this safety tub, it drains in less than 60 seconds. That is guaranteed. That's another one of the safety options. We also put a guarantee that you'll never have any kind of leaking issues. And since we've been doing tubs for the last few years, we've never had one service call on any customer that the tub wouldn't drain properly or that there was any kind of leaks coming out of our safety tubs. Our walk-in tubs and our walk-in showers and our replacement tubs, if you have a walk-in shower, we can take your walk-in shower out and put a tub in. If you have a tub right now and you like to have a nice walk-in shower, we can do that as well.
Good deal. And are you how are you like doing like a tub to walk-in shower conversion? Are you is this like a one-piece kind of tub or walk-in shower that you guys are putting in, or are you using actual tile, or how does that work?
Yeah, so if you have a tub and you'd like to have a nice walk-in shower, we can come in and remove your tub system as well as the walls that surround the tub. What we have is our manufacturer makes our walk-in shower specifically designed to fit your home. So our representative and our home designer will come in and get the proper measurements and specifications of what your shower would be after y'all pick the options out together. Our manufacturer builds it to those specifications. We come in. It's usually a one-day job. Some of our bigger, more complicated jobs turn into a two-day job, but we're usually in and out in one day. The material that these showers are made of is an acrylic material. The good thing about acrylic is it's what the guys on Sundays that play football wear. So the same things that the NFL football helmets are made of, our tubs and showers are made of the same material. So if it protects the guys on Sunday, it'll definitely hold up in your house for a lifetime.
Yeah, sounds super strong. And then also Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, you folks also can help homeowners with windows and doors?
Absolutely. So we've got some of the best energy efficient windows and doors on the market. All of our windows and doors come with a lifetime warranty. If the glass on the window breaks because you cut the grass and you kicked a rock up and it cracked or broke your window, we'll come out and we'll take care of that for you at no charge. Any of the mechanical parts, such as the locking mechanisms, the ease of the window opening and closing, if any of that ever fails, that's under warranty, and we come out and take care of that for you at no charge. More importantly, we have some really nice design windows with some gorgeous different trim options with the windows. We have many color options. You can upgrade different glass packages. We can guarantee you that we'll cut down road noise if that's an issue for you. But more importantly, we'll definitely save you some money on your power bills when it comes to heating and cooling.
And while people are having their windows or doors replaced, I'll bet some people also end up getting their siding replaced as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have most of our customers come back for a second and third job. We have a lot of repeat customers after the first initial job we do. They come back and they're interested in the siding or they're interested in the windows. So our siding also has a lifetime warranty on it. We'll guarantee that it'll never fade, crack, chip, or peel from the sun. If it ever does get damaged by, again, a lawnmower kicking a rock up or a weed eater getting into it, we'll take care of that for you at no cost as well. But a lot of our customers that do buy windows end up considering the option of siding. While we're out there looking at the windows, we can always shoot you a price on the siding while we're out there. And then after you see what a great job we do on the windows, we know for a fact to call us back to do the siding for you.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
Yeah, so definitely come by the showroom. Check us out. We're here usually Monday through Friday from around 8:30 in the morning till about 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Come to our Walmart in Somerville on Main Street. You can talk to any of our certified appointment setters there. They'll answer any questions. Our kiosk in the mall, you'll see us there. Any kind of shows or events in the community, we're really involved with. We're really looking forward to the Southern Women's Show this weekend. So come in the office, check us out, see our showroom, and talk to us a little bit about your home.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. And Brian, thanks for hosting today's radio show.
Thank you for having us out.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. They have three locations throughout the Lowcountry, and we happen to be at 7110 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing good.
Good. Tommy, take a moment and tell everybody about Priester's Custom Contracting.
Priester Custom Contracting. We're a local contractor and have been for years, and we specialize in new construction and some renovation, pretty much on the larger side renovations. We're a family-owned business. My wife and I work as a team, and my oldest son is on board as well, and we do a lot of hands-on, so we're the guy that you see on the job site actually intervening or interceding with the client daily. Mm-hmm. And trying to guide them through the building process.
Mm-hmm. How long has Priester's Custom Contracting been around?
We've been around since the early 90s.
Gotcha.
So it's been a while now.
Coming up on 20 years in business then, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you get started?
I started out in the mid-80s and around 88 or so in the plumbing industry. So I've always been in this business. And we owned a plumbing company. And then we got licensed, and we started doing some speculative stuff and some remodels here and there. And then we just kind of moved completely into the building process. And that's what we solely do now is build houses and renovate them.
Talk about some of the projects that Priester's Custom Contracting has going on right now.
Right now, we just finished up a house over in Wild Dunes. At Two Barnacle Row, and that was for a funny story. That was for a client out of Charlotte. It was a builder, actually. He'd been building houses for 35 years, so it was pretty difficult when you meet a builder from out of state and you sit down at a table and then you try to explain things to another builder so they can very quickly find out what you're saying or what you're not saying that mm-hmm. they do or do not want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But we just finished his house up and got a CO on it, and it was a pretty good client, and they love to tell about their house. And they tell me, they said, push the fact that you built a house for a builder that's been building for 35 years.
Mm.
He said, because I think that is a huge thing that for you putting your portfolio and tell people about.
Yeah, it's like a dentist going to another dentist to get work done. Kind of raises the little pressure. Did you feel pressured at all?
We really were a good fit, so I really didn't. And the good thing about building a house for somebody who's so knowledgeable is that you can make very quick phone calls or emails, and they know exactly what you're referring to and where the issues are and how you want to go about making some alterations or corrections.
Big difference between building a house in Charlotte and building a house here in the Low Country. You probably did have to educate him a bit on, you know, some of the challenges that we have here with the heat and humidity and water intrusion and things like that.
Absolutely, and most of all, the windborne debris
salty air.
Yep, salt and the criteria that we're held to here at the coast with the uplift of homes and how we have to strap them down, and really they don't have all that to deal with in the upstate. So we have, you know, seismic, hurricane, wind, humidity, moisture, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. We're really fighting the elements here.
Mm-hmm. How big a house was this, the one that you're talking about in Wild Dunes?
I believe that house was right at about 6,000 square feet.
6,000 square feet, wow.
Yeah.
Is it more challenging to build a house that size versus like an average 2,000, 2,500 square foot house?
Not really, because you go through the same rhythm. I mean, you start with your soil testing and move to your foundation and your engineering and so you follow the same procedure, same format of building a small, for that matter, even building a garage, right on up to whatever the square footage might be. You are held to different criteria once you hit a certain amount of floors in the house or a certain square footage. Some of the municipalities will require, you know, sprinkler systems where they're optional in smaller houses. Once you get to that third floor, it's no longer really an option. It's a requirement. So there are some changes, but overall, it's pretty much the same.
You're talking about sprinkler systems within your home, like you have in a commercial building in case there's a fire.
Yep.
And how do those work? Is that, are there any accidental floods or anything like that?
Typically not, no. They've got them down to a science now where they really don't do any property damage unless they're set off. And so it's not usually a failure in the product. It's usually a sensing heat that sets them off.
I'll bet that the insurance companies probably love having those sprinklers in a house because that's it's got to help mitigate a lot of potential problems with fire.
I think it does slow down the process, and it makes it safer on the firefighters to get in there to protect the structure.
Charleston is very, very busy right now in terms of building new houses and remodeling. I understand that it's very, very challenging to get the subcontractors to show up when they're supposed to and keep the project rolling. Or is Priester's Custom Contracting, you folks experiencing anything like that?
We have not, and I think that's the reason for it is that we've been in business so long and we've highly vetted the vendors that work for us, and we have a really good relationship with them, and it's such that when we get ready for them, they come right on. So it has a lot to do with how they've been treated through the years and the relationship that you build with them. And we've been able to build a really strong group or team, as you will. And so we don't have those issues. And I have heard that a good bit. But we haven't as of yet had any issues, and I don't foresee any.
Not all builders are the same, and a lot of times when a homeowner is looking to hire a builder, they're making decisions based on the bid, and they might not be taking into account the relationships, like you said, that Priester's Custom Contracting has with their subcontractors. So, it sounds like Priester's Custom Contracting is kind of at the top of the food chain as far as your subs making sure that they take care of Priester's Custom Contracting's customers, rather than maybe one of the newer builders that started up or something.
That's the case. So you'll find out in anything in life, you know, where you're getting when you're getting consistent work and consistent pay. You don't have an issue with chasing money and things of that nature. They tend to respond quicker to someone that they know that they're not going to have to run week after week looking for their payment on work completed. Mm-hmm. That makes a big difference. It does. So the newer guys might be just looking for low cost, not so much quality of work. Just looking at numbers so they can get in at a certain budget. And the problem with that is it creates issues in the future. So you're going to pay on the front end or back end. And when you're building a house, something that's supposed to last for years, you really want to pay somebody a fair wage so that you get a product that is going to last the test of time, you know?
Yeah, you do get what you pay for, and you know everybody wishes that they could get something for nothing, but you do have to. Ultimately, you do get what you pay for, and what do you have to say to people who might be, you know, there might be bidding out a new house to be built, and they're looking at that low bid, that one low bid. What advice do you have for a homeowner?
My advice about that is be very leery. You know, I was raised by my grandparents, and I was taught very early on that things too good to be true, you better really do some research and figure out why things are too good to be true. Because in life, just what you said earlier, you do pay for what you get. And if you have, I'll use three numbers in front of you, and you've got one that's way off in left field being too low, and there's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. And you really need to do your due diligence, and too often than none, people are just grasping to get something built at a certain price point, and they don't really look into that. They kind of push that to the backside and say, you know what, he's been in business, and he's done this, and he's done that. Well, do your research. Find out how many projects they finished on time and on budget, and how many vendors do they have, and how long have the people worked for them? Just like we talked about earlier, about have do they have trouble getting people to the job site? And the reason they do is because they have gotten the price down so low that it's not really worth the people showing up to do the work.
Yeah, people oftentimes do more research buying a car than they do hiring a builder to build their dream house. And it's I know it's frustrating for good quality builders like Priester's Custom Contracting, because you probably have had occasions where a customer comes back to you and tells you just that. I wish I had hired Priester's Custom Contracting because I'm having this problem or that problem with this other builder.
Well, we've heard that, and we've heard it not only told to us, but to our vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And what's frustrating about it is that it's like everything in life. There's no take-backs. So when you sign a contract with a builder, you're pretty much, it's almost like a marriage certificate. That's a pretty difficult thing to get out of. And in what you also spend enough money on the front end, most often than none, you don't want to get out of it, because you'll end up paying for the same things over again.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't even have the ability to go back. And in hindsight, they wish they could. But the biggest thing is, do your due diligence. Find out who you're hiring and who they buy things from, and talk with those people. Talk to the past clients, and not just one or two of them. Talk to 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, I'll send you phone numbers and addresses until you say, I'm tired of calling people. I've had enough. It'll take a little bit of time, but I think on the front end, it'll save you a lot of time and a lot of money.
Watch your allowances, too, because I've heard horror stories about somebody going with that low bid, and then when they get around to picking out their lighting fixtures throughout their house, it turns out there's only $5,000 in the budget for lighting, and there might be one fixture that costs $5,000 that the wife just falls in love with, and now all of a sudden they're coming out of pocket.
That's
so
right.
that low bid, because of the low the inadequate allowances for the different products throughout the house, ends up not being the low bid, because the homeowner ends up having to come out of pocket.
Exactly. And that is where that bottom line starts changing rapidly, because there's probably 150 line items on a house from start to finish. And if you dumb down 150 line items, get that budget where it's unattainable, the bottom line looks really good. Until you start realizing almost every place you shop and you're cutting a check, and on too often than none, you're cutting a check to not only the vendor, but also there's a little thing out there called a change order, and that's a typical in the industry 10 to 15% on top of that check that you wrote to the vendor. So you can see very quickly how those line items will rapidly change that bottom line number.
Right. How can folks get more information about Priester's Custom Contracting?
Well, they can call me directly at 200-8495, area code 843-200-8495, or they can visit our website at Priester Custom Homes. Those are the two easiest ways to get in touch with us.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, and they have three locations throughout the Lowcountry. We're at 7110 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, and now we're talking with Garth Premack with Maynor Builders Supply. How are you doing, Garth?
I'm doing fine today, thanks.
Good, good. Garth, take a moment and tell everybody about Maynor Builders Supply.
Well, Maynor Builders Supply in Charleston is probably best known as Maynor Fence Company.
Mm-hmm.
We have been installing and supplying products for fence for many years. But Maynor is more than that. The main branch and the parent company of Maynor is located in Augusta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We own two lumber yards up there, glass company, sheetrock company, very, very involved in the building industry.
Mm-hmm.
And Maynor is expanding in Charleston now, so it's going to be Maynor Fence, and we're also doing installed sales, starting in the glass division, which was a very simple move for us to make, being that we had already been doing that in Augusta for many years. We're going to get involved in all sorts of installed trim areas. Basically anything that Maynor sells from their lumber yards, we're going to find somebody to install down here in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So let's talk about the glass division. What kind of glass can Maynor Builders Supply help homeowners with?
Maynor, right now, we are up and running. We're in the process of we're about 90% done our showroom remodel on Cross County Road. We are installing shower doors, frameless, semi-frameless, you name it. We've got a really nice line of sliding shower doors, which is a cool concept that is fairly new to the market. Basically resembles a kind of a barn door slider, operates beautifully. Price point is excellent. So we're installing shower doors. We're providing mirrors for new homes, renovations, whatever have you. We also have a commercial glass division that is in the process of kind of getting started, and we'll be up and running very, very shortly.
Very good. So, and if someone was interested in taking out that tub, that garden tub, or they wanted a walk-in shower, that's something that Maynor Builders Supply would be able to help homeowners with in terms of the nice heavy glass shower doors.
Yeah, definitely. We have it all the way. A great place to start. For ideas, we've got all kinds of resources as far as both people and products that we can give you ideas to start from.
Mm-hmm.
And then definitely when it comes time to do the work,
mm-hmm.
We've got the installers that have done it before, both from new construction and remodel, like mm-hmm. you had said.
Good deal. What about the installed trim that Maynor Builders Supply can help homeowners with? Talk about that a little bit more.
That's a fairly new concept, and we're just getting up and running with that. But again, Maynor in Augusta is a full service lumber yard. So anything that is sold in the way of I know shiplap siding is kind of a new thing in the marketplace, and everybody's updating their homes and adding shiplap siding for that beach look.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good source for that. We've got trim carpenters that we can have come by your house, install. And again, working for not just homeowners and remodels, but new construction. All kinds of large products.
Mm-hmm.
My background is residential construction. I've been a residential builder for 20 years, so I'm very familiar with the whole process of construction.
So the shiplap on the inside of your house, that'd be an example of some of the installed trim that Maynor Builder Supply can help homeowners with. They wanted to add crown molding, or if they wanted to maybe add built-in shelves on either side of their fireplace mantle.
Exactly.
All of those different.
Upgrade baseboard. A lot of baseboards, the times, some of the older homes come with the small skinny baseboard. We can come back in with 7-9 inch baseboard.
Mm-hmm.
And you just brought up a good point. Part of what we do with Maynor kind of custom glass is there is a closet shelving division with that. And that is something that, again, we're up and running with right now. We've got great display in our showroom on 7188 Cross County Road, all the way from huge custom closets with drawers and built-ins and pull-out racks, down to something as simple as a wire rack shelf if you just wanted to add more in the closet.
Mm-hmm. What about back to the installed trim? What about exterior trim on a house?
Interior only.
Interior only.
We are an interior service company. We do not do anything on the exterior.
So Maynor Builders Supply, you folks can help folks with mirrors, with heavy glass shower doors. If you wanted a nice new walk-in shower, also you have a closet shelving division, and then And then also, is there anything new that I've missed?
That about covers it right now. You know, certainly, stay tuned for the next chapter because, as I kind of alluded to, we're looking for what builders need, what homeowners need. We've got all the resources in place, just up the road in Augusta. So it's kind of finding that niche in the marketplace. Moving it down here. Mm-hmm. The big thing is, or I guess not the big thing, but the oldest, obviously fence, Maynard Charleston is fence. We are the biggest fence contractor in Charleston, and I think probably in the southeast, to be honest with you. And we do all of that from, commercial chain link to, residential aluminum, residential wood, vinyl, you name it, we can do anything in regards to fencing, and we've been doing that for a long time now. So very, very entrenched in the Charleston market with that, and we can help out anybody with any kind of fencing need, and now certainly many more aspects as well.
Mm-hmm. So not just the materials that go into a fence, but also installing that fence on a homeowner's property?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and we can do it either way. We've got our own personal installers. We've got subcontractors that we can put people in touch with. We can sell you two boards. If you've got two boards that are broken, or if you've got need a new gate, we've got a gate fabrication shop in the back. I know we're the only people in Charleston that have that. We've got welders on staff. So if you just want to update a gate, if you've got a gate that's sagging, very simple for us to replace that. And either give it to you to install or have one of our installers come out and put it in place for you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bet Maynard Builders Supply, as far as the fencing goes, you sell a lot of the wrought iron looking fence, but it's actually made out of aluminum, so it's going to hold up to our salty air that we have here in Charleston.
That's definitely it. That's a huge seller, and we actually stock certain kinds of that aluminum fencing. Not all styles, but the more popular ones are stocked by us, and you're absolutely right. It's weather resistant as opposed to the wrought iron. You won't have to paint it. You won't have to replace it, and certainly the cost is a lot more attractive.
Yeah, and more importantly, I mean, people want low maintenance, as much low maintenance around their house as possible. They don't want to have to be spending their weekends having to repaint the iron fence or other parts of the house, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah, it comes with powder coated aluminum, so it's installed, and years and years of non maintenance fence.
How can folks get more information about Maynard Builders Supply?
You can definitely find us on the web. If you just go to a Google search and put in South Carolina fences, you can go. It's MaynardSC.com is the direct link, and that's probably one of the easiest ways to find us. We're located on Cross County Road, which is basically a go-between in North Charleston between Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester. Very easy to find. Mm-hmm. Business hours are Monday to Friday, from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m., or you can reach us on phone by calling the direct line to the office is 552-0242.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Garth Premack with Maynard Builders Supply, and congratulations on all of the new products that you folks are offering these days.
Well, thank you very much. It's a very exciting time for us, and we're looking forward to all the business opportunities we're going to get.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, and they have three locations, and we're at the 7110 Rivers Avenue location, and now we're talking with Kathy Miller with Yes Solar Solutions. How are you doing, Kathy?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Take a moment, Kathy, and tell everybody about Yes Solar Solutions.
Yes. Yes, Solar Solutions has two locations. One is in Cary, North Carolina, mm-hmm. and we've been there for 8 years. And we are opening just this month our second location in North Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason that we were really excited to come to South Carolina We've had a lot of success in North Carolina, but the state tax credit in North Carolina expired at the end of last year.
Mm.
And the South Carolina tax credit is 25% and makes solar a very good investment and attractive. So this is a booming market. We're happy to be part of it now.
You know, everybody knows that solar power can help reduce your electric bill. They might not know about how much they're going to have to come out of pocket, you know, to have the solar panels installed on their house. Talk about the tax credit. There's a difference between a tax credit and a tax deduction, right?
Right. And it's a pretty important difference because let's say an average size system is about $20,000. Mm. If you have a $20,000 system, there's a federal tax credit of 30%. And that means whatever your tax liability is that year, you could take that $6,000 and take it right off your tax bill. So basically, you didn't pay the taxes, but you got solar for it.
Mm.
And then if you add to that the South Carolina state tax credit, which is 25%, you can take that right off your state tax liability.
Gotcha. So, you know, everybody, we're all used to, we don't like it, but we're all used to having to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so a tax credit is just like having a credit at a department store or something.
Right.
You've got money to spend. And so, you know, you mentioned that an average system at Yes Solar Solutions cost $20,000. And the federal government is going to give you a 30% tax credit, which means is $6,000.
Right.
And so you might owe the government. You're getting money taken out of your paycheck every day. And so at the end of the year, if you've gotten more taxes taken out, you're going to get a refund.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you're going to put down in your taxes that you had a solar system installed that cost
right.
$20,000. And, if you paid $6,000 in federal taxes throughout the year, you're going to get that
right.
back.
That's right.
Is that the way
that's
a tax
right.
credit works?
Yeah.
And so, boom, that's $6,000 off of that mm-hmm. $20,000 system. And then you mentioned the 25% that the state of South Carolina has going for it, too. So that's another $5,000.
Right.
So, once again, you're paying taxes to the state of South Carolina, and at the end of the year, you're going to get a credit for $5,000. So a $20,000 system minus $11,000 in those tax credits
less than half
is about $9,000 for
yeah.
the system.
And there are financing options, and a lot of the financing options are really a pretty good deal if you take those tax credits and pay the loan down. So, you know, we can pretty much structure a system under most circumstances so that a system, if you do have a monthly payment, if you do finance it, most people just pay for it or
mm-hmm.
put it on a credit card
mm-hmm.
so they get the points for it.
Right, right.
But if people do finance it, especially if they can buy that down with tax credits, the payment is paid for basically by the savings in electricity.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I've been thinking about getting solar on my own home. And I've been thinking about, you know, if you have money parked in a bank account, you're not earning any
right.
income or any interest at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you use that, took that money out of the bank and bought a solar panels for your house, that's like $250, $300 a month
yes.
that you're saving. That's real money that's going right back into your pocket every single month.
Yes, and there isn't a lot of hard data to prove it yet. There are some studies out of California, which has had solar a lot longer than the Carolinas have. But appraisers are starting to take a solar system into consideration as adding to the value of a home. And I know myself, if I were looking for a home right now to buy, and there were two similar homes, and one had solar and would save me a couple $100 a month on energy, I'd probably buy the one with solar on it.
Exactly. If you and for no other reason than the power bills, everyone, you know, every time you turn around,
it goes up.
Power company is raising the rates, and you know, people have much better uses for the money rather than paying the power company. They'd rather.
Of course. And, you know, the other thing is just reliability on the grid. It does give you some independence from the grid. You're still tied to the grid. But there are, of course, the business is changing every day, every month. But finally, energy storage is getting to be more affordable and more solutions for it. You know, the Tesla Powerwall, mm-hmm. Which we are now a certified Tesla Powerwall installer, and people are buying electric vehicles. So there are more and more ways to hold on to that energy that you produce. Mm-hmm. Or if the grid goes down, you can run your refrigerator and not lose $400 worth of food. And
right.
So
a couple basic questions. What happens if it's a cloudy day? Does solar power, are you still generating power?
Yes, you are. It's less than if it's a sunny day, but it's surprising. We have a solar system on our own building, and you can see it tail off a little bit when it's cloudy, mm-hmm. and then if the sun comes out for 20 minutes, it spikes back up. Ideally, is a sunny day that is not 100 degrees. Ideally, so your best months would probably be like May, June, September, October. When it gets too hot, it decreases the efficiency a little bit, mm-hmm. of the panels. But even, you know, in the snow, you're still producing some energy.
Mm-hmm.
The most impact we see is pollen, and a good rain washes it off anyway. So.
That was my next question. Does somebody have to get up on the roof and broom off the solar panels or anything?
They're practically no maintenance.
What happens if a bird is flying by and drops?
It
gets washed off with the
rain?
It
gets washed off, and it has minimal impact on production.
What about reliability? Are you going to have to be calling out the electrician every month or two?
No. The modules have a 25-year warranty, and they at the end of the 25 years, they'll still be producing at least 80% of from the first day you bought. Has a very slow degradation on it. The inverters have 10 to 12-year warranties. Really, we get about the only calls we get for service would be if an inverter went bad, but you have a warranty on it. It's no charge to the customer. It happens very infrequently. A lightning strike to an inverter has happened a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
but they're very reliable.
There are other solar companies in town. Any advice on how to choose the right one?
Yes. I would say the first question that you want to ask is about certifications, because, like you said, there are a lot of solar companies, and there are some good solar companies in town. We're pretty familiar with them. We do belong to the South Carolina Solar Council and the South Carolina Clean Business Alliance. So we've gotten to know the other companies. But to me, there's only one professional certification and accreditation for solar companies right now, and it's called the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners. The acronym is NABCEP. And a good solar company should have at least a couple individuals that are NABCEP certified. And our company, for instance, has 7 people that are NABCEP certified, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not many companies have more than 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, we are really proud to be the only company in the Carolinas that the whole company is accredited by NABCEP. And that accreditation involves how many individual certifications do you have. They review your training program, your safety program, and then they come and do a third-party audit of installations, which we got a perfect score on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're proud of that because it's been a big investment of time and resources. And I think it shows a commitment to training professionalism. I would ask a solar installer what what how many people are OSHA certified. Mm-hmm. So there's OSHA 10, there's OSHA 30, and there should be a significant number of the people that would be installing that are OSHA certified.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would ask for references. Everybody checks, everybody Googles installers,
mm-hmm.
but the first ones that come up are going to be the ones that spent money on Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
So I would urge people, look down the page and then go to the websites and then talk to the installer.
Mm-hmm. How can folks get more information about Yes Solar Solutions?
They can go to our website, which is yessolarsolutions.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can call our North Charleston office, which is 843-640-5999.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a live chat on the website if they want to remain anonymous for a while. The first thing that a solar company would do is look at the roof on Google or Bing, see if they have some unshaded roof, ideally south or west facing. So we can tell a lot of that without having to come out and really try to sell a customer. Mm-hmm. We can figure out the right solution for them.
Well, great. Well, we've been talking with Kathy Miller with Yes Solar Solutions. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. And now we're talking with Michael Levinston with Stax Nursery. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, Tim. Great to see you today. How are you?
You too. You too. Take a moment and tell everybody about Stax Nursery.
Well, Stax Nursery is a 3-acre garden center and wholesale retail facility up here in Somerville near the corner of Dorchester and Baconsbridge Road. Open 7 days a week for all your gardening needs. And if not much out there that we don't have, we can't get for you. So it's pretty much a one-stop shop for anything outdoors.
Good deal. Now, your name is very understated. Stax Nursery makes it sound like all you do is sell plants, but Stax Nursery does much more than that, right?
We definitely do. So we obviously sell plants, we grow plants and those sort of things, and all the soils and amendments that come along with growing plants. But we try to consider ourselves a one-stop shop for anything you might need, from insecticides and fungicides to put out in the yard to, you know, truckloads of mulch and that kind of thing. We also run a full delivery service of all of our hardline goods and plant material. So if you can't make it down to Stax, we can make it to you and get you whatever it is that you need. But it's pretty much everything in one shop.
Did you mention pavers also?
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do a lot of pavers. We install Low Country paver product made right here in South Carolina. Most of that isn't a retail end, that's an installation end. But Stax Nursery also has a full service construction division as well. So anything we sell, anything we do, we can also install. We offer full landscape design services. Pretty much anything that you could have built outside the four walls of your home can be done by Stax Nursery.
Good deal. Now talk about you. Stax Nursery has an event coming up in early October. Talk about Stax Fall Day.
Yeah, so what we do is it's going to be October 8th from 10 to 4. It's an all-day event, and it's just our way of kind of just getting back in touch. Fall is the best time to plant most of the things that we grow here. There's a lot of folks that don't realize that, so we try to take the time to educate folks on how to plant, what to plant, that kind of thing. We run some big sales and everything else on plant material and all that, but one of the things that's the really fun thing that we do is we'll run all-day workshops, and these are free. You know, there's food and drinks and everything else, but the workshops are really where it's at. We're doing a winterizer workshop this year on how to get your plants ready, how to get your yard ready for the winter, that kind of thing. We've got a lot of new folks to the Low Country. So we try to take the time every year to just make sure that they're doing the right things, protecting irrigation systems and some of the more sensitive plants, that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. we'll be running that all day long.
Excellent. Excellent. And, are the seminars, are they like at the top of every hour? They how long do they typically last?
The way that we'll end up doing it is we'll just sort of have different individual stations set up, and we'll present those stations kind of throughout the day. And it's just sort of an impromptu thing. If folks are there and they're interested in information, then we just sort of go through some of the basics for that. So we'll run that workshop kind of just, you know, nonstop throughout the day, continuously in different things. Obviously, with the ebb and flow of foot traffic coming into the nursery, it's hard to kind of time those out. But we just try to make our people available to be responsive and to educate the homeowners. And it's really sort of a way for us to give back education and information to homeowners here and just become that become that friend in the garden business. You know what I mean? There's a lot of folks that sell plants. There's a lot of folks that do what we do. And where we separate ourselves from is that personal connection and the opportunity to educate people and make sure that they know what they're doing to get the most out of their yards. Is that's kind of where we shine at is in the education process.
I bet they can pick up a nice big pumpkin from Stacks and Stacks Fall Day also, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have some pumpkins out there. I'm sure we'll have a truckload of pumpkins. We've got all your hay and everything else to kind of get decorated for the fall, that kind of thing. You know, bales of wheat straw or whatever else that it is. Like I said, we do a big plant sale. We get the barbecue going. We do all that. We'll get some vendors out there to talk about some different products. But for the most part, it's our staff and our ownership that's in there taking time out of the day to really, you know, reach one-on-one with individual homeowners and customers that we have coming in. So it's a good time to come down, maybe get talking about a project, maybe just go down and see what Stacks is all about. If you've never been, you know, if they feed you, go. Saturday the 8th would be a great time to go down there.
Right. You mentioned winterization. What advice do you have for homeowners about winterizing their lawn, their plant beds, and so forth?
Now is the time to start putting down your winterizer fertilizers. There's some different things that you can do, and every plant is different. You know, some plants don't need anything. Some plants are fine with it. Some things need some consideration, and some things, take example sago palms, they might be okay, they might not. One of the big things is to be ready if we do get another ice storm, if we do get another, you know, long cold snap where we're going to be into the 20 degree mark for several days, is just to have some household things that you can use. You don't have to make a big investment to winterize your yard, but just being ready, being prepared, it's kind of like storm preparedness in any other sense, is knowing what you have and knowing how to use it effectively to protect what you've got without making a big investment. That's kind of the biggest thing, is being ready before it shows up.
Mm-hmm. Is there sometimes homeowners will take a soil sample? Is that anything Stacks can help with?
Yeah, so we'll actually have the South Carolina Master Gardeners Association will be out there. They'll be collecting soil samples that'll be processed through Clemson, so we'll be doing that as well. And I'm actually going to be setting up a little bit of a mini soil lab to kind of show some homeowners how it is that they can, you know, recognize what's going on with the dirt that's in their yard, and how to, you know, remedy some certain problems that are out there. We see a lot of the same issues. There's so much new construction going on in our area right now that we run into a lot of the same issues in certain places. So we kind of prepare ourselves for that, to just provide a brief educational primer for these, you know, homeowners and customers to come in and say, hey, man, these guys have – they've got some answers and they've got some good information. How can I connect further with these people on a long-term basis and build that relationship with them so that we become a trusted source of information, so they're not just relying on the internet?
And so potentially could someone walk away with sort of a calendar that says what they should be doing each month around the house?
Yeah, absolutely. Both a calendar and also just sort of a little bit of a parts list and a supplies list, like anything else. It's like, hey, you know, count how many, you know, light-colored sheets you have, if you've got any Christmas lights, that kind of thing. There's a lot of household items that you can use to kind of get through in a pinch to keep the frost off of some things. One of the more common things that last time we were here, we talked about irrigation systems, and winterizing your irrigation system is a big deal. We don't have a ground frost here, but your backflow preventer device is above ground, so that has to be winterized and certain things like that. So we'll have a mock backflow built and everything, so we can show people, this is the knob you switch, and then you pull this lever. So we can actually go through and show people the physical process of, here's what yours probably looks like, here's how to go through the steps in the right order to make sure that you're safe. And we offer the service as well, but it's something that any homeowner could do. If you can turn on a faucet, you can winterize your backflow, so it's save yourself some money on the repairs or whatever else it is.
Good deal. And what are the hours and the date for the Stacks Fall Day again?
It'll be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on October 8th, which is a Saturday, and we'll be there all day. We might run a little late if there's still barbecue going and there's still people in there. We'll go till dark. We don't mind. But hours are going to be 10 to 4. October 8th, which is a Saturday.
Good deal. And how can folks get more information about Stacks Nursery?
Oh, well, they can call us down there at 843-832-GROW, which is 832-4769. Or the easiest way for a bulk of information on these kind of things is at stacksnursery.com. Mm-hmm. We've got all of our hardline goods on there, price lists on there. Everything that you can to get in touch with us is run through the website at stacksnursery.com. That's going to be your best bet for information.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Michael Levingston with Stacks Nursery. Thanks so much, Michael.
Hey, thanks, Tim. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man. I
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.